الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون وقال تعالى يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نقصت صدقة من مال أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My respected elders and brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith that every morning there are two malaika who announce in skies, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khlafan wa a'ti mumsikan khlafan. O Allah, those people who spend, then increase their risk and their sustenance. Reward them for their spending. And those who are miserly and hold back, Allah destroy their wealth. So in this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us that as a Muslim, everyone should try and spend some amount of wealth every day in sadaqah. Because the sadaqah is something that is encouraged many, many times in the Quran, many, many times in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person who spends his wealth, whether it's a little, whether it's a lot, in the eyes of Allah, that wealth of his is appreciated. Allah appreciates the spending of somebody. And when a person puts his hand in his pocket and he spends on a poor person, that wealth that he spends on a poor person, the wealth that he spends for the sake of Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala really appreciates this. Hadith Sharif, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, he says, when you spend your money in the path of Allah, although it seems as if your money is decreasing, but by the qasam of Allah, it's only increasing. مَا نَقَصَدْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّمْ مَالٍ The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by spending your wealth in sadaqah, your wealth doesn't decrease in any way. In fact, it increases. Quran Sharif, Allah says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ A person who takes interest or he gives interest, then that decreases his wealth. And يُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ and sadaqat, charity that he gives, Allah only increases his wealth. And a person, sometimes he may think to himself, I've got 1,000 rand, I gave 100 rand out in sadaqah, my wealth has decreased. But Allah is saying, no, it hasn't decreased. It's only increased. How it's increased? In the akhirat, you've banked your money in your account in the akhirat. So there it's increased. But in this world also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your wealth in this world also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised that the person who gives, Allah will give him 10 times more than what he has given. Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. That person who gives and he does something good, Allah ta'ala multiplies that by 10. You give 10 rand, Allah will give you 10 times that, will give you 100 rand. And from where? وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ Where your mind can't even imagine, Allah will give it to you. It will come to you back in your hands. Allah will give you izzat and respect.
and he'll replace Shurayz Ansari. About Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajhahu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, he was outside his house and there was a poor person who came begging for some money. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu called his son Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. He said, go into the house, your mother is dead. Tell her I gave her 6 dirhams yesterday. She must give you one of those dirhams. There's a poor person who is here. We'll give it to him in sadaqah, in charity. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha sent Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu back and said, tell your father, there's been no food in this house for many days. We need this money to buy flour, just to bake some bread for the family. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu sends a message back with Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, that now tell your mother, not one dirham, bring all six. Bring all six and give it to this poor person. Let's put our trust in Allah. That Allah has promised if we give, Allah will give us. And if we spend, Allah will spend on us. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anhu happily passes those 6 dirhams over to her son. He takes it to his father, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, gives this poor person. He says, take this in the name of Allah. This person is so excited, so much dua he gives for them, and he leaves. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, I sat and I waited to see the promise of Allah, that how this thing will materialize and how it will come about. He says, I saw a person coming with a camel and saying, I want to sell this camel. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, I'll buy the camel from you, at what price? So he says, I want to sell it for 140 dirhams. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu promises to pay him that money. He says, let me buy the camel, but I don't have the money with me right now. When I do have the money, I will pay you inshallah. So the person, the deal is done. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu takes the camel, and as he's walking with that camel, a person comes by and he says, who is the owner of this camel? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, I am the owner. He says, I want to purchase this camel. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, you ask your price and we'll strike a deal inshallah. Person says, I'm prepared to pay 200 dirhams for this camel. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, deal done. He takes the money in his hand, 140 he pays to that person, the 60 he got in his hand, he gives it back to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. He says, go and give it back to your mother. The 6 dirhams which she spent on that poor person, Allah has multiplied it by 10 and has returned it back to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that if we do and we spend, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spend upon us. And this is our investment for the akhirah. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Who is there to invest in the akhirah? Who is there to invest in akhirah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase, Allah ta'ala will multiply your wealth for you if you invest in the bank of the akhirah. Today we are all looking for investments. Everyone is investing and all investments are crashing. Everyone's investments are crashing. People are worried. I invested there. Everything is crashing. Wallah, the investment of the akhirah will never crash. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us, multiply us here in this world, in akhirah also. When a person will go into the akhirah, he will see so much of sawab and so much of reward Allah ta'ala has blessed him there, that he will wish, I should have invested more in the akhirah while so in this dunya, instead of leaving all that wealth behind. So Allah ta'ala encourages us that spend, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spend on us. When we look at the lives of the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then we'll see this was an outstanding quality in all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So many incidents we read. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum's incident is most famous, that on the occasion of Tabuk, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba Kiram to spend, and he asked Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum, what did you brought every so much and came, what did you leave for your family at home? His answer was, left Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for them. I spent everything, every last cent of mine is for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala on so many occasions when there was a need for him to spend in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, all his wealth he would spend it. There was an occasion when there was no sweet water in Medina Munawwara, and there was a need to buy a well from a Jew. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was that Sahabi who stood up and he said, whatever price he wants, I'll give it to him and I'll make this water available for the Muslims of Medina. When he came to the well and he brought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the well and he says, Ya Rasulullah, this I bought it from the Jew and I make it work for the Muslims of Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy. He said, Wallah Usman, from now you can do whatever you want. Allah has forgiven everything of yours. From now, Allah, you can do whatever you want. Allah has forgiven everything of yours. You are so happy. Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala were so generous when the occasions came to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises us and he says, Badiru bi sadaqah. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا. Hasten in giving sadaqah, for calamities cannot overtake sadaqah. The sadaqah that a person gives, it becomes like a protection, like a barrier. In the Hadith Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as we travel through the journey of life, as we travel through the journey of life, from the right and from the left, calamities are attacking us from both sides. Some may get you, some may miss you. Some may get you, some may miss you. But the sadaqah that you give out in a path of Allah, this forms a barrier on both sides. And it stops those calamities from affecting you because of the sadaqah that is given. A person who wakes up, one Ali mentioned so nicely, so beautifully, he said, if we can start our day with sadaqah and we can end our day with istighfar, how nice it would be if we could start our day with sadaqah and we could end our day with istighfar. So every day we're giving out some sadaqah, and that sadaqah becomes a barrier, a protection from all kinds of calamities attacking at us and the calamities afflicting us. All of us, every day we wake up in the morning, we have to go to work, we have to travel on the road, our children are going to school, going to madrasa. That sadaqah that we give every morning becomes a protection for the whole family. It becomes a protection for everyone, that Allah, I'm giving this poor person the sadaqah, let it become a means of protection for me and for my family. So what a beautiful amal this will be for us. If that every day we start off with the amal of sadaqah, with that action of sadaqah, we give sadaqah to some poor person. And as far as sadaqah is concerned, then there's no amount that is too much or no amount that is too less. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, اِتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرٍ, that give, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it is just half a date. One is one kajur, one date, one kajur, and one is half a date. Outside the taqwa, they'll give you dates, kajur, half of that. If a person gives half a kajur in sadaqah, that also is enough to save a person from the fire of Jahannam. So there's no amount that is too little, or there's no amount that is too less, or no amount that is too much that a person must give in sadaqah. Whatever he can afford and whatever he can give in sadaqah, that should be given. Even if it's a small amount, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying half a date is giving. There were two very great senior awliya-i-kiram in Delhi. One was Hazrat Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali, and one was Hazrat Alauddin Sabiri Kalyari Rahmatullah Ali. Both of them were the khulafa of Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Gaj Shakar Rahmatullah Ali. Both were great senior ulama, both were great pious people. So on one occasion, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali, who was based in Delhi, he decided that he wants to give out some sadaqah to the poor people of Delhi. And with this, he'll make niyat that this sadaqah will be as isale sawab for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he prepared a huge meal and he laid the dastarkhans, degs were put up, food was prepared, the poor people were called, and he was about to feed them with this niyat that the sawab of the sadaqah that I'm giving to the poor must be given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as isale sawab. But at that time he was told, stop. Do not make any intention of sadaqah now. Do not make